scams and solutions. Good deals and bad. It's Herb Weisbaum's Consumer Notebook on Como News Radio.
Green cars are no longer a novelty. Many of us will seriously think about getting a hybrid or electric model for our next vehicle. Higher gasoline prices have ensured that. But do green cars make sense? Dollars and cents, that is. Jessica Anderson is an associate editor for autos at Kiplinger's Personal Finance.
It's kind of a mixed bag. Depending on which green car you buy, you may end up saving more money than the gasoline version of the car, or you may not.
For its September issue, Kiplinger ran the numbers, the cost of ownership for the average driver over a five-year period. The question, do the fuel savings make up for the higher sticker prices of a green vehicle?
We figure 5 years is enough because it's the typical length of ownership for most people. And if you haven't seen your gas savings by 5 years, you're probably going to be very, very frustrated.
Anderson says they were surprised at how well two electric vehicles, a Chevy Volt and the Nissan Leaf, did when compared to the closest gas-powered match. They compared the Volt with the Chevy Cruze LTZ and the Nissan Leaf SV with the Nissan Versa S hatchback.
And while both of them cost about $18,000 more than the gasoline models, Volt comes within $500 of Cruze's ownership cost over 5 years, and the Leaf is only $800 more than the Versa over 5 years because they do save so much.
Of course, hybrids are the most popular green machines. They do cut gas use, and they are good for the environment. But what about your pocketbook? Anderson says they're all over the place, depending on the model.
You can be getting a really great deal, like the Mercedes S400 hybrid. It's actually the cheapest S-Class that you can buy, and you save about $7,000 over 5 years. Conversely, another very popular model, the Lexus LS600 hybrid, it costs more than $36,000 more than its gasoline counterpart, and you lose all of that. It does not save you money over the gasoline engine.
After looking at all the numbers, Anderson tells me the decision whether to buy a green vehicle has a lot to do with what you want.
If your goal is to be good to the environment, the premium and the savings is not going to be something that is ultimately a make or break situation for you. But if your goal is to save money, run the numbers, really do as much as you can to find out about long-term costs, because some of the green cars will save you a lot and some of them really won't.
Kiplinger has a calculator on its website to help you find out if going green makes sense for your wallet. You'll find a link with this story on our website, comonews.com. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.